Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Let's go. We can go right to the phones here. But first, real quick, I want to tell you, Free Talk Live, unusual radio program in that we give you all the archives that we have going back to 2006. We have archives past that, but that's all we've got up on the server there.
That's 5 years.
That's all
you're going to get, but it's pretty hard to go through all those archives.
Yeah, there's a lot of audio content there.
kind of like reading the Federal Register, right?
You can't read all the laws.
You can't listen to all the Free Talk Live.
It's getting bigger and bigger and harder to go through it all.
Some folks
do it, though. They've got, say, a job where they work, 10 hours a day, and they can listen to audio content that whole time. Free Talk Live, perfect for those folks.
Yep.
But you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, download there. To your heart's content, use them for what you will. Go gardening, traveling, whether you're commuting or traveling or whatever, it's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go take Greg listening in South Carolina, listening on XM. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just going to offer my insight into why I thought we were still involved in the Afghanistan issue. And I think it's basically a human rights issue.
Okay.
And primarily women's rights. I think that if we pull out right now, there would be a... the Afghan leadership, as far as Karzai and his administration, there's none of them that are really... that have really gotten on board with this equal rights for women and stuff like that. And
yep.
The United States is the only ones that are holding their feet to the fire. And I think if we pull out now, we are aware that, a lot of women are going to suffer and go back to suffering like they have before.
Okay. Are you aware that some U.S. military contractors worked with Karzai's family members to procure young boys for, sex parties that they had over in Afghanistan?
I'm not surprised at all by that. That kind of stuff is rampant over there.
Yeah, and so, the United States helping with, gender rights in Afghanistan perhaps isn't very helpful. I mean, considering that Karzai has actually moved backwards, recently, this week, he advocated for a return to Sharia law on women or something.
And wasn't he installed by the U.S., basically?
Karzai is the U.S.'s man. He hasn't been exactly, 100% on their side. Once you get power, you tend to bite the hand that fed you at one point. But
is the way the way to bring equality by force? I don't think so. I think it has to come from a change, a social change that starts in people's minds.
I agree with
minds.
You, but I'm just saying that I think the only reason why the United States is still involved is for that, primarily for that issue. And
I've heard that
a lot of people in our leadership are just not convinced, like you said, that we can't do it by force, and they're still willing to just try to go that route.
Yeah, I've heard that sort of the Democrats out there, there was a woman running for Congress that basically said, I support the Afghan war because of the gal on National Geographic that her nose cut off or whatever.
Then what are they doing about all the female genital mutilation that goes on in Africa and other parts in the Middle East? I mean, I don't see them standing up for women's rights
one
there.
One pointless foreign war at a time, Stephanie.
Well, no, there's more than one going on.
We don't have soldiers there yet. I think if we had soldiers there for another issue or another reason, then that would come along, and that would.
But then the reason isn't for the women's rights, though.
Obama sent 100 troops to Uganda.
Well, that's 100 troops. They're only advisors. Yeah. They're not a standing army or anything like that.
It's a big one. It seems to me that the troops aren't going to solve the gender disparities, and I don't think you can stop these cultural issues.
Well,
with
violence, one of the things
causes people to get upset.
One of the things that I do think is a solution to that is trade and commerce. I mean, when you're interacting with somebody in the context of voluntary exchange, you tend to exchange ideas as well, and sometimes those ideas are women's rights and gender equality.
Yeah. I'm not arguing against you guys. I'm just telling you why I think we're still.
Yeah, I think that is one of the reasons that
people say, especially
Democrats, and Democrats do seem to be they're at least in the highest office in the land. So, Greg, I appreciate the call. I don't disagree with what he says. I think it's to some extent a correct assessment.
And of course, I don't think anyone who's heard the show before would say that you or I are against women's rights. I mean, actually, we talk about that quite a bit, but we just think that the way to bring them is not by force.
I don't see any evidence that 10 years on the ground has, you know, is moving women's rights forward. I will admit that initially, the Taliban being kicked out of power and sort of the Karzai thing there, yeah, you know, women had more rights in the metropolitan areas, but in the Kabul and places like that, you know, they could walk around without having potato sacks over their heads.
But does everybody has fewer rights, though, because if they're all walking around in a constant state of fear and unpredictability about whether they're going to be attacked by U.S. forces, I mean, whether they're going to, their homes are going to be raided or they're going to be bullets flying around, well, how free is everybody, you know?
It's unlikely that a U.S. service person is going to go crazy and kill 16 innocent people.
Sure, but this being publicized, it's in people's minds, right? They hear about
it. Once it happens, then that is the sort of thing that, so there are people in Afghanistan that want the U.S. there. There are people that don't want the U.S. there, and there are some that are sort of in the middle. You know, like I've got to see some advantages and some disadvantages. Mm-hmm. Every time one of these things happens, more people say to themselves, that's it. Get them out of here. Yeah. I mean, when you have translators and people that are working for the U.S. military turning on their employers, you're not going to get that sweet, sweet government paycheck when you kill one of your bosses, okay? Yeah. But that's how important this seems to some of those people, the burning of, silly old religious texts. Fine. You know, I mean, to me, what doesn't mean anything to me? You could burn Korans or Bibles or, the Bhagavad Gita. I don't care which one of these you burn. It's one of those Hindu things.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But, you know, none of those things matter to me. But they matter to other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't think of a book that you can burn that's going to make me want to kill you. But there are lots of people out there that will kill you over a particular book or, religious idol or a nationalistic idol, which I consider to be, largely a similar thing. Some people will kill you over burning a flag.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Let's go to Rich and Tech.
I just wanted to interject that about women's rights. I think more has been gained from social things. Like there have been protests by women in Saudi Arabia. Where they've driven illegally, civilly, disobediently, driven by themselves.
Anything has happened about that, but yeah, I've heard about it, but I didn't hear any results. I mean, getting beaten by Wahhabists or anything.
The prince or the king is still opposed to women driving, but I think they're probably gaining more acceptance in public opinion.
They just need a tinted windows. Let's go to Rich in Texas. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today?
Everything's just fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, we're missing another picture, too. You know, what about the genocide going over in the United States right now? We got people in prison for no reason. We got people in Israel for no reason.
I'm sorry. Genocide in the United States, people in prison for no reason and what?
Yeah, we got people over here starving for no reason, too. We always worry about somebody else's country. We don't ever take their own country. We got killing over here that's going on for no reason. Why don't we worry about what's going on in the United States? Why don't we worry about what's going on in Afghanistan, Uganda, Iran, Iraq, every place else? Take care of your own country.
I'm with you, but what specifically is the genocide?
The genocide. You got this still here getting gunned down on the streets for no reason. By drug dealers, by all kinds.
The war on drugs.
Rampant killing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
serious concern.
I'm sorry, you were saying, Rich?
We're too involved in other people's countries. We're not involved in our own country. That's the problem right there. We're worried about going somewhere else and taking out some other dictators. When we got our own dictators over here that's taking over our own country. Why don't we worry about that and get out of everybody else's country and let them have their own business and let us handle our business?
I'm with you, Rich. I certainly don't have any disagreement with that. I don't want the government to try to solve my problems over here locally because I feel like they're pretty bad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government is making it worse. The only person that we got is trying to solve this is Ron Paul. We got to get behind Ron Paul. That's what we got to get behind.
I'm as behind him as I can.
Or civil action to solve your own problems.
There probably are some other solutions.
Mutual aid and,
Rich, I got a question for you here. I want to hold you through. I've got a question for you if you'll just hang on. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts? How can we solve domestic problems? Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,701.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,743.69, $871.85 for a half ounce, or $435.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,743.69, $871.85, and $435.92.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keeps them all over this immortal head.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free call in line 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. But if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has what you need, and it has it at rates that will be that will stun you. They're so low. If you're an outdoors person and you buy on a regular basis things of the nature, you know, outdoors nature, whether it's camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, whatever it might be, check out ManVentureOutpost.com because their prices are incredibly low. Whether it's knives or ammunition, say you do some shooting, ammunition, you can get your great prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. Scopes, binoculars, lasers, sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got their family owned, members of Good Standing, the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. Stephanie, let's go back to Rich in Texas.
All right.
On XM.
You
Rich,
had a question you wanted to ask him, right?
So, Rich, you're back in Ron Paul here, and I have no problem. Believe me, I think of all the people running for the presidency, Ron Paul is the best choice. So, you know, there's my endorsement. But, you know, according to the media, he hasn't come in first in what it's been quite a few of the contests. I think it's more than 20 contests now.
Yeah, but let me ask this now. According to the media, he hasn't been coming in first place, too. Up there, what was that first poll in that?
New Hampshire?
Iowa. Where they so-called said that Romney wanted, the Santorum wanted, but also heard bits and pieces. Where one of George Bush's old cronies had said that they had went in and got the post six, where Mitt Romney would win it. Now, have you heard that clip from the Fox News?
I've heard that people say all kinds of things during elections, and I've heard all kinds of allegations that go around as far as vote fixing and that kind of thing. And I'll admit to you that the system is difficult to work within. I find it difficult to believe that the majority of Americans are voting for Ron Paul. I don't think enough of them have woken up. But, you know, I suppose it's possible. The recount in Maine actually resulted in fewer votes for Ron Paul rather than more, which was the hope.
Well, you know, machine is man-made, so machine is man-fixed, if you know what I'm saying.
In Maine, I don't think that there were any machines used.
I don't know if it was something used in Maine, but I'm just saying all these other polls.
Sure. I mean,
you know.
When it comes to the primary, it's difficult. Here's my question, though, Rich. I'm not saying that Ron Paul's a loser. There's a lot of evidence that he's picking up more delegates than he's getting votes. But my question to you is this. It certainly isn't a foregone conclusion that Ron Paul is going to get the Republican nomination in Tampa. Would you agree?
I wouldn't say disagree. Agree. Well, we have
right. It's not a it is not a foregone conclusion. We do not. It is not an in the bag. Ron Paul is not necessarily the one who is going to win. There's certainly a strong possibility that other candidates could get it.
If you listen to Fox, NBC, and CNN, and everybody else, they're not putting Ron Paul's name out there, so people are not going to want to listen.
Sure, so and that's right. You know, so they. A lot
so, what
of,
do you do about that? I mean, what's no, the?
Well, the question I have for Rich is, what will you do if Ron Paul doesn't get the Republican nomination?
Sure.
I'm gonna write his name in.
And what about after that? What about after that when he doesn't win the presidency?
Well, I can say my vote didn't pick one of these two ponies. That's what I can say.
You can say that. You know, I just wonder. For a lot of people. Yeah, I'd be happy. But I just want to speculate here quick. I think a lot of people are hanging their hopes on Ron Paul, and I hung my hopes on him in 2008, too. And I just don't, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything like that, but the process is intended to bring forth the moderate.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul isn't really what one cult would call a moderate. So what's your question, Rich?
Okay, my question, did y'all go ahead and see C-SPAN over the weekend?
I try to avoid watching that thing.
Did y'all get a chance? Well, I caught it yesterday. Well, yesterday down here.
Okay.
I think it came out last week when Panetta went and told our elected officials that they don't have to have Congress to go to war. They're going on the UN.
Oh, we just had some callers call in about that, and then supposedly this was what spurred the proposed impeachment.
House Resolution
Obama. And that's pretty scary when they're not going to go by our Congress. They're going to eliminate our Congress and go by the UN. Well, like they did in Libya.
I don't know if our Congress is much better, but yeah, they're definitely not following their own rules. And I hope people would see that and just realize that all these rules that are meant to keep the government in check have really gone out the window.
Yeah, and if people violated them, there are no. If you violate one of the rules that the lawyers calling themselves our rulers write down on a piece of paper, you could very well go to prison for a very long time.
Yes.
If they violate the rules, what's that?
Which prison are you going to go to? United States or overseas somewhere?
You mean Guantanamo Bay? I guess it depends on what you do.
Yes.
Well, one thing's for certain, they're not going to go to prison if they break their rules.
Yes.
Ain't that something, though?
No,
that's why we need to get Ron Paul in there. I don't agree with all this on everything he's preaching.
But the system is rigged against Ron Paul getting in. Don't you see that? I mean, it's really going to be very difficult to get Ron Paul in, and if he doesn't get in, which, you know, he probably won't.
So, Rich, have you heard of the Free State Project?
Sir?
Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Say it again?
It's the Free State Project. Have you heard of it?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, the Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, and you sound like you might qualify, to move to one state. And
no, I'm happy where I'm at.
Right. Will you be, I guess, is the question. Because, the United States, she's swirling around the toilet bowl. And, I don't know how long it's going to be before she, spends herself into insolvency. Look, I liked Florida, too. But picking up and moving to New Hampshire, we're actually having an effect on the government here. Because the fact is, sadly, there's not enough people...
An effect on the culture.
There's not enough people that support the ideas of liberty in a given geographic area to have any effect. Well, that's why Ron Paul's getting between 10 and 20%.
Well, let me ask you this on that point. When you're talking about the Free State Project, why should we give our country up for other invaders?
Which invaders?
Why should we have our own country the way it is?
Which invaders are you referring to?
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. Well, every time you walk down the street, you don't see Americans. There's somebody from another country here.
Well, what
defines somebody from another country?
Are you talking about American Indians?
No, I'm not talking about American Indians. Every time you go to a gas station, you go to an hotel, and where are they getting that money from?
I don't know what you're saying. Can you be more explicit about that? Are you talking about...
Every time you go to... You ever go to a gas station up there? Were you up in Connecticut?
I'm in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
It's mostly white people in New Hampshire, but I'd like to see more people of color, personally. I think that's important.
We got Iraqis, we got Afghanistan.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
I welcome
the diversity in whatever its forms are. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Single toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We've been really all over the board tonight.
Yeah.
You know, the things we've been talking about, whether it's been, well, Afghanistan, why the United States is still in it, Obama being impeached.
We haven't even gotten to Ron the pink Hall. Slime yet, Mark.
I do want to talk about pink slime. And I think that it's, there's been some interesting stories on it. But, you know, we've been kind of batting something around during the breaks here that I want to talk about, too. And it's, frankly, to me, an extraordinarily important part of what's going on in the world right now. It's more important than just so many things to me, which is kind of this, this conversation around longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You are a medical student. You're working in some lab creating botulism or something.
No, I'm not. Yeah, is that what you think I do?
Aerosols for the avian flu so we can all be...
Oh, my. Well, the government just censored some bird flu data that came out, so I don't work on that, but I feel bad for those who do.
What do you work on? You do work in a lab, right?
Yes, I do right now.
Do you put your hair up in a net?
No, I put it in a ponytail. Only when I go to the certain places, I wear booties.
Do you have to wear like one of those yellow outfits with just like the glassed in front,
a hazmat
suit?
No, but you can pretend I do. Okay. Because it makes it more exciting.
I wonder about these things. Whenever I call you, you don't answer the phone, so I imagine you have to ungear and then like go outside because cell phones...
I call you back in a couple minutes.
The spark from the cell phone will set off whatever you're working on. Boom! Mm-hmm. Northern New Hampshire just blows up. what is it you do? Can you share?
I work in a research lab right now. I'm actually working on my PhD. So okay. I'm I'm in a double degree program. But, you know.
So you're going to be a research doctor and not a doctor. Is that right?
I could go either way. I mean, the future is a little bit uncertain, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and this area of longevity, I think, is very important because it seems to me what's happening in the world, and I've, you know, read some of this futurist stuff and Ray Kurzweil, and it seems like predictions of human beings being, say, the larval form of a machine race might really be true, or at least in some way be true. Humans are certainly using machines on a more and more regular basis. They're coupling with them in some cases. Mm-hmm. You know, in a simple way, you can look at your smartphone. The smartphones are getting smarter. People often, you know, say that they couldn't live without them.
Yeah, or it's like an extension of your brain, right?
Right. I mean, you know, like I have
always
two
in
brains.
Your hand. Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, there's an argument to be had. Certainly there's, you know, prosthetics and things that people are getting.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like something's going to happen to where human life is going to be extended well beyond the boundaries that we've become accustomed to. You know, just in the 20th century, you went from an average lifespan of people dying in their 60s, sometimes early 60s,
mm-hmm.
and people are now regularly living, you know, up to their, you know, late 70s.
And that's affected by infant mortality, too, right? Like, if a baby dies, then they lived for, you know, a couple months or a couple weeks or whatever, so that really throws off the average. So, like, when they say that the average lifespan in, times gone by was 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that most people lived to 35 years old. It was that a lot of babies died and a lot of people lived to older ages.
I certainly have done an amount of going around to graveyards and looking at stones, especially historical stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know, for whatever reason that interests me. And some of them lived to ripe old ages, the males especially. Women, I think life expectancies had been...
Well, they were lower because of maternal mortality.
Right.
Because when they were, you know, dying during childbirth or getting infections, when people didn't have the germ theory of disease, right? They thought it was caused by bad humors. And what was it? Miasmas, right? It was like these things in the air that would make you sick. That's what they thought caused disease, not actually the doctors who didn't wash their hands and things like that.
So here from Wikipedia.com, InfoPlease.com, actually, it looks like the percentages of people who lived into their 70s in 1919 to 1921 was 9.5. Actually, it got as low as 9.03 in 1900 to 1902. But if you fast forward to 2004, then it was 16.2%. So almost doubling the amount of people making it into the septuagenarians. Am I right on that word?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it shows that people are living longer. I think that, you know, we can agree that people are living longer.
The oldest documented person is in, what, 120 or something like that?
Something like that.
In the supercentenarian range, over 100.
Nobody wants to live to be that.
I'd love to live to be that long. But
they're not very, you know.
But the quality of life has to be
there.
The
quality of life is quite bad. And I would love to live that long with some level of quality of life.
Yeah.
I don't know what their qualities of life are.
Well, actually, I think a lot of the supercentenarians, like if you make it past 100, you're doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they actually have a pretty good quality of life. Most of them don't get dementia, which there's some speculation that maybe they're resistant to it in some way, and they have some genetic reason for that, or environmental reason.
Research on folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing research on twins to find out different things, you know, these flatworms to find out why they live forever or whatever. They're doing all kinds of research
to find out. With the worms, it's more of a simple organism that they can use to study lifespan, and so they manipulate certain genes and see how long they live, or they restrict their food intake. That's another big thing, the idea of calorie restriction, which is that if an organism, and it's been tested and worked in everything from yeast to worms to flies to mice to,
you'll live longer
to monkeys.
If you restrict your calories.
Not humans, not rigorously tested in humans yet, but everybody speculates that it would work in humans.
You can't get people to rigorously test it. Who
Some
wants to be
do.
On a 70%?
There are communities of people who voluntarily do that.
Indeed.
Very thin.
It takes a little while to test that. And, and I think you're going to have a difficult time getting people on board with it. I mean, I, when I'm sitting there with a full dinner plate and I'm like, I'm just so hungry. I don't care how long I live. I just want to eat now.
I imagine you get used to it a little bit if you're decreasing your calories after a while.
Probably,
but there's
true.
There's speculation about like what's the correct way to do it, because some people do calorie restriction by, you know, having a fast day every few days, like once every few days they just fast for a whole day, and overall it lowers their calorie intake. But on the days when they're not fasting, they eat as much as a normal person would eat, right? Mm. And so some people say that's, like, less painful or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds more painful to me. But whatever, you know,
well,
I don't know.
Well, it's a quality of life. It's like, do you want to live a long time if you're constantly going to feel hungry, right? That's a big part of, satiety is a big part of feeling good.
And
right?
Indeed it is. And when you think about, so, you know, to me, this living longer will get us to this point where, I mean, right now they have robots that can walk and talk, walk on their own, talk on their own, do all kinds of simple tasks.
Running 18 miles an hour or
what's
something.
That?
Running yep. 18 miles an hour.
And it doesn't seem like we're too far from pulling out the brain and spinal cord and sticking it into a robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much worse or better would life be as a robot? I mean, I think that you could probably make an argument that as time goes by that robot bodies would be as good, if not better, than human bodies. They're not going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a new one, you can replace parts relatively easily mm-hmm. if things break down.
And if your brain is really the seat of your consciousness, then it shouldn't be a problem, right?
You can keep a car running forever.
Yep.
You know, if you needed to. I mean, if it was a life or death situation, you can keep a car running for, you know, a good long time.
There's also an aspect to this debate, though. Like, if it were possible to live indefinitely or live for a really long time, at least, would you want to? And I think that it's interesting.
That's a problem that solves itself. The people that don't want to live a good long time don't have to. You know, I mean,
sure.
Nature has provided you with a body that will last you somewhere between 60 and 90 years, and you can have that body. No one's trying to force anything upon you. So, you know, those folks always want to interject into the conversation, but I wonder, you know, what are you bringing to the table? Immortality is a relatively common human meme. I mean, it's been around in storytelling for a very long time. The gods of Greek and you know, of mythology, we're all these immortals.
Mm-hmm.
People are interested in the idea of immortality, and
yes.
And I think it's important because I think that you'll see huge advances once
immortality, but youth, right? Like the fountain of youth.
Yeah, the fountain of youth.
They want quality of life as
what
well
about
as quantity.
These really smart guys that are always inventing things. Those folks die now. What if they could work on the same thing for 100 years? Mm. They probably really figure some stuff out. Mm. What do you think about it? 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453-FREE. That's the Stakeholders toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733 on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. So, but we've been, in the last segment, we were talking about life extension. I think that this is a very important topic. I'm 42. I'm not at the end of my life by any stretch of the imagination, but... the idea of people of immortality is one that man has strived for a very long time, and I don't think it's unreachable. I mean, I don't have any kind of religious beliefs that would have me believe that God is somehow going to just decide that, well, oh, no, you can't. The man's days are 100 or 120 or whatever, and you can't go any beyond any of that. But I suppose some people out there might believe that. But it seems like technology, at this point, one thing's clear. Human life is extending right now. Mm-hmm. Medical science is getting it to extend a little bit as time goes
by. Unless we get overtaken by these diseases of civilization, as they're called, like diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's disease, right?
Sure. And at the same, scientists are working on different ways to extend life and things like that. They're working with, animals, see if they can switch up the human genome, that kind of thing. But at the same time, people are working on technology. I mean, and they're asking questions like, can humans be put in robot bodies?
I don't think there really are any scientists who are seriously working on how to extend life. I mean, I think there are some scientists who are studying the processes by which longevity is controlled genetically and stuff, and environmentally, like by things like food. But I don't really think there's anyone who's seriously working on trying to extend human life. And, maybe... there was this this drug a couple of years back that everybody got really excited about because some studies showed that if you feed it to rats, then the rats' lifespan gets extended as if they had restricted their calories, but they hadn't. And so everyone got really excited about this, but then some data started to come out like a couple of years later that said this stuff wasn't like all it was cracked up to be, and the pharmaceutical company that formed because of it kind of crashed. Yeah, a little bit. I'm very cautious about those things, but sure. That was just a byproduct of other research. That wasn't like research designed to extend human life. They were using this drug as something that they would hope they were hoping was going to be a diabetes drug. And so
why is it that, you know, on such an important issue as life extension, why don't you think scientists are working on this? Because, I mean,
the government funds science, and to a certain extent, they dictate what people work on.
Well, there are some doctors and scientists that are working, you know, without government funding on this particular issue.
Yeah, there are some there's some private foundations. There's like the SENS or whatever, that's Aubrey de Grey, is associated with them, which is Strategies for Engineered Negligible Senescence, which means like kind of halt aging. Mm-hmm. There's the Methuselah Foundation, right, trying to raise money to make a mouse model that lives a long time, longer than any other mouse, so that hopefully they could apply that to humans.
And they're selling this cryogenic freezing where, you know, you can either...
Oh, you can freeze your head.
You can freeze your head or the rest of your body or whatever. And, you know, I mean, it seems to me that humans might be able to get to a point where they could thaw out a head, and if there's any way to regain the consciousness that is there within, that they might be able to do that. I find the consciousness to be the biggest question here.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's quite possible that we could replace a good portion of the human body with robot parts.
Yes.
I mean, you know, at this point...
It is already possible to replace some part. I mean,
yeah.
There's knee and hip replacements.
Sure.
Those are one, just very basic things. There's artificial pancreases coming down the line that sense your blood
artificial
glucose.
Artificial hearts are out there.
Hearts, yeah.
People are living with those things in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean...
Don't forget cosmetic things like, you know, I don't know, breast implants and those kind of things. I mean, there's all kinds of technologies out there that enable you to replace parts of your body with man-made things. And so how long is it until there are so many of those technologies out there that you could essentially have a robot body? Or there's explicitly a robot body that you could just kind of drop your brain into.
It wouldn't be that difficult. I mean, you know, essentially the spinal cord is, it's like wires that you can hook into, like a stereo thing, you know?
Exactly.
If they can figure out some way, and it can't be that far, they're constantly looking at how to, you know, make amputees move arms and things like that.
Cochlear implants. That was another thing I wanted to say about people who have... hearing loss, you know, they can basically hook these little electrodes into parts of your brain that process sound and have a little thing in your ear that responds to vibrations in the air, which is the same thing that your natural ear does. It's not bionic because it's not as good as the natural ear,
okay. But
you can hear certain tones, and those are like in the frequency range of voices and things like that and music. And I mean, there's a video that went viral online of a woman who had genetic deafness, I believe, for some reason, and she got cochlear implants, and she had a video of herself hearing music for the first time, and she started to cry, and it was like a very beautiful video.
Mm.
But these things are becoming better and better all the time, and it's possible for us to restore things like that. And we have a call.
Yeah, let's go to Patrick in Atlanta, see what he's got to say. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to mention the Life Extension Foundation at LEF.org. I belong to it.
Okay.
And it's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it's been around since at least the 1980s. And they are dedicated to extending the human lifespan. It's nonprofit, and it costs, I think, $25 a year to join.
Wow.
What do you get out of that?
Gotcha.
You get
a
monthly magazine. They send you a big, huge book on diseases, and you get free health advisors. You can call up and talk to a doctor, like from 7 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, and you get low-cost blood testing where you call up and they have a doctor order up the blood test for you, and you go to like a lab in your area, and then they you get the blood, your blood tested, and then the lab mails the results of the test to you, so you can go over your doctor, go to your doctor with them.
Now, it doesn't sound like an expensive proposition, so I mean, might be worth it.
And they also have a pharmacy too. But I'm surprised that more people don't talk about it when they bring up the issue of life extension. They sell health supplements. I'm looking at their magazine right now. It's just a treasure trove of information. And all of that.
I would be a little skeptical if they're selling supplements, but I mean, that doesn't mean that they're not valid and they don't work, of course. But every time I see somebody selling something, of course, you got to be a little bit skeptical, right?
Russell Blaylock of the Blaylock Wellness Center, he's on their board of directors. And they sponsor scientific research too, and they
That's
write
a good idea.
Like
yeah, I like the research aspect.
What's the website?
LEF.org.
Patrick, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jamie calling from Oklahoma. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's good for you to have me on your show.
Oh, God.
I love when Jamie calls in. He calls just to talk to us every Sunday, Mark. I feel special.
Hi.
I'm surprised he can still stand. I mean, what is it?
It's almost one of those days, too, Mark.
It's almost 8 o'clock in Oklahoma at this point.
You know what? You're on top of your daylight savings time, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've got clocks all over the wall here in the command center.
Hey, Jamie, I want to ask you, what do you think about when the government tries to tell you what time it is?
Yeah, I don't like the government telling me anything, Stephanie.
Yeah, I figured that much.
Nothing at all. I'm a little too drunk to have this phone call, but I wanted to talk about eternal life.
I figured.
Stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Please give us your philosophical opinions. You're a very well-respected philosopher.
Yeah, well, life is kind of like, did y'all ever watch Lost?
No.
Yeah, I saw parts of it. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, life's kind of like Lost. By the final season, you're ready for it to be over. Who wants to live forever, man?
Well, what if you could live forever with a good life, like with a young, virile body?
But you're not. I mean, by the end of it, it's all shriveled up penises and dried vaginas.
Well, I'm proposing robot parts here, and I suppose they would be self-lubricating.
Right.
But, just think about the religions of the world are often promising eternal life, as we're talking about here, and there's no way to test it or quantify it.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's all like a spiritual deal. It's not like shriveled penises, Mark. It's about eternal life. It's not about, my body's all ragged out and now I have a robot penis anymore. You really don't want that, man. You want it to be over by the time that gets there. I'm a believer in.
I wish I had like a little ding counter for every time Jamie decided to say penis on the air this evening.
Penis.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
You'd need a dong counter for that one, Mark.
Yeah, a nice deep dong. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whether or not you think a good robot bodies are a good idea.
Talk about anything.
Yeah, right. There's proof. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.